I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello High Rollers is an adventure set in D&D hell, so will almost certainly contain adult content. Enjoy.
Greetings and welcome to another episode of Hell or High Rollers. Now let's introduce our players around the table, starting off with...
Hello, my name is Chris Leesk and I play the character of Doe Plodling, who is a lovely small gnome sorcerer.
Hello, I'm Ellie Morris, and I play the character of Belle Plodling, who is an even smaller and even lovelier gnome wizard.
Hello, I'm Henry Shields, and I play Draugul von Draco, the vampire who is specked as a monk.
Hi, I'm Erica Ishii, and I play Thumper, who is a herringon, and very, very cool.
I'm Greg Tannehill, your GM, and now for the final part of The Devil's Playthings. So we pick up after Draugul had taken control of the spectres crewing this ghost ship, the Nameless.
And so, yes, you command them to keep working the ship, and they all silently do so, singing a sea shanty if you so wish. But
yes, shanties, yeah. Everyone, oh, shanties. Yes, no, I demand shanties.
Thumper plays the drums in the company, as Miss Hoffman teaches the crew, eat Bertha's muscles. Do you guys know that one?
No. Like,
eat Bertha's muscles, they're the best there is by far. You can eat them in the dining room, you can eat them in the bar. So when you're ashore in Baltimore and you fancy a bite to eat, just follow your nose to Bertha's, you'll be in for a rare old treat.
Yeah!
Again!
Yeah!
So you, you sail on, and you have these spectres at your command, and you know it's a long journey, but it goes by unhindered by the inhabitants of this ship, so if you so wish, you can have a long rest.
Nice. Yay!
When you go to take your long rest, it's a bit weird because you find the hammocks in the bedrooms filled with husks of those who have fallen victim to this place. Various humanoid forms that have kind of withered away to like dry ashen corpses. And you do find, I will say, a large barrel at the bottom of the ship that seems to be sealed with iron. And from it, you can just hear the odd...
Let's just leave that. Let's not that be a thing.
I thump on it.
It thumps back.
Huh. I do like shave it, a haircut.
Does it get it?
Mournfully, yes, yeah. It does.
Gotta see who's in there now.
We must open the barrel.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Is there anything we can do to check what's inside the barrel before we open the barrel?
I can do an arcana check.
Roll an arcana check.
That's probably good.
15.
15. From your experience on this boat and from all the husks and stuff, I can say you can work out that this is filled with the life essence of a lot of souls that is being transported, perhaps back to an isle for some nefarious reason.
Ooh.
It's okay.
We should keep this barrel for now. It may be useful as trading currency later. We are transporting it to the isle, yes?
Yeah.
To our isle? The isle we're going to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay, yeah. We might just be giving them more people to fight us.
Well, we'll find out when we get there.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Well, what if they're cool?
That's true. What if we have our like best friends to be in here?
What if we open the barrel and we all have a party?
They might be our families. They might be our brothers and sisters.
I open it.
Whoa!
You open it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. You open it, which takes a couple of kind of big twisting locks on the side, and the top of it kind of tilts slightly. And immediately you hear the most deafening, horrible screams of anguish and wailing and crying, and these shadowy forms just whip out.
Oh, no.
And think of the Ark of the Covenant and the Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
They start flying around the ship, and eventually, after some time, they all just disappear out the cracks, and they're gone.
Oh, shit.
As you have released all these trapped souls.
I feel like we could have used those.
Oh.
Well, at least our brothers and sisters weren't in there.
Well,
is there any dirt in the barrel?
I'm afraid there's not.
Ah.
However, I will say without a roll, there are kind of ancient bits of cargo which have what would pass as dirt.
Okay, yeah. I'm spending my time rolling around the ship getting my specters to just put dirt in my face.
Wonderful.
While one of them fans you and feeds you grapes.
Yeah. Two more loads of dirt. Yeah, so you're now down to 2 out of 5 losses, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool. So you sail on in this kind of creaky, old, creepy ship. Like, not maybe you, Draggle, fine with the specters, but it's kind of eerie with these kind of corpses every now and then as you're kind of wandering around the ship, just suddenly might be next to you and you're not realizing it until the last minute.
Draggle is quietly really happy because he's just in his box going, I have so many friends.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, I should explain the sword. It's a +1 sword. It also can cast the gust of wind spell from it. And also, as you're clutching onto it, you hear, all right, got a drink? Just in your head.
Oh, sentient sword. Hello, for what do you thirst?
Oh, just some booze or anything with enough kick to it.
I put it point down into the into a bottle of rum, if I can find one.
And in your head you hear, oh, lovely. As you have the blade of belching.
Another friend. You're doing so well today. You've got so many friends. One's in your brain.
Oh, are you all right, Lou? I think I'll get along with you.
Oh, thank you, man.
What's your name?
My name is Draugul von Draco.
Draugul. Oh, you sound like a great drinking buddy.
What is your name?
Oh, you know, I don't have one.
Oh, I will call you Peter.
Why is that funny? No, it's just a name. It's funny.
Peter.
Oh, I like that. Peter. Oh, I like a peaty drink. Yeah, I like that. Yes. Yeah, all right.
I used to have a dog named Peter.
Oh.
Yes, but he died, like everyone else I knew in life.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, let's have a drink over it, shall we?
Sure.
All right. And the journey goes by and you start bonding, having a drink with...
I attune.
Yes, yes, a new tune to it. Fantastic.
I've just noticed that Count D is talking to himself a lot lately.
Yeah, he kind of is. It's kind of a bit creepy, but you know.
Hey, is everything good?
Oh, yes, everything is fine. I'm just talking with my friend. And he holds up his bottle with a knife in it.
Maybe he needs more blood or something. I don't know what's going on there.
I mean, if you've been in hell for 1,000 years, maybe you'd go quite mad as well.
Well, would you like to introduce us to your friend?
Oh, this is Peter. And he holds Peter out the... he's still communicating through a hole in a box. So he holds Peter out and says, look, it is Peter.
And then I hold up the rib and I'm like, yes, this is Valerie. Just trying to make him feel like he's not crazy.
Everyone must have friends, yes? Everyone needs friends.
Oh, yeah. You got a friend in me, mate. You got a friend in me.
Yeah.
No one else hears that.
No. Yeah, we just look at each other like,
he's going to get us all killed. He's going to get us killed.
Drago starts singing a little duet with Peter. Just, I say potato.
Oh, I say potato.
But you just hear him saying, I say potato to himself. I say tomato.
Oh, I also say tomato.
Oh, that's cool, man.
We're going to get on real well.
Yes.
Oh, you can make a nice Bloody Mary with tomato. I can tell you.
Where are we going, man?
What?
Is the ship getting anywhere?
Oh, yeah, you passed the aisle ages ago.
We have
to make an about turn. Yeah. Bodil, who's been trying to get your attention this whole time, is like, no, it's back this way. I need your help to control the specters.
Oh, okay, Inspector, turn us around.
All right, left, the port starboard. You make your way through this kind of jagged rock maze of the River Styx. Amidst the dark, churning waters of the River of Blood, an eerie isle comes into view, and it is veiled in a shroud of dark mist. Even as you approach, the air around you seems to grow thick and heavy. Through the misty veil, you catch glimpses of trees with twisted, gnarled branches that reach out like skeletal fingers. Shadows move within the mist, taking on sinister shapes that hint at the presence of something lurking beyond sight. And you also see the outline of a large, foreboding structure in the center of the isle. There is also a rocky area of the isle directly in front of you, which you could probably dock this ship.
Okay, yeah, okay. I instruct the spectres to bring us in safely to port.
Yeah.
And then when we're docked up and moored and all of that stuff, mm-hmm. all those ship terms that we all know, I take the hat in my hand and I say, "You are all free to go." And I throw it.
Oh, okay.
You throw it. They all look and watch it. And they see it just fall into the River Styx, and they all just sigh. But then, alas, being now close to the Shadow Isle and not being controlled by the hat, they start looking panicked and wailing as shadowy tendrils from the mist appear out of nowhere, wrap around them, screaming no and calling out for their loved ones as they thought they were just about to get a nice sweet release, and they get sucked into the mist and become part of the power of the isle.
No,
supporting its existence on the infernal plane.
That was
a good deed.
It's the thought that counts.
Totally fucked. All my new friends are now consumed by Shadow Isle. I fucked it.
This is why you shouldn't have nice things.
Well, that's okay. Not all your friends. We're still here.
Yes.
And
this is
Peter.
True.
And Peter.
Yes.
Okay. Bodil, now is your chance. Can you give us a little tutorial?
Right. Okay. Well, first of all, we'll have to climb this rocky surface. This is where I was before. I warn you, there is a Nightwalker. There are packs of ghouls. But if we're quick, we can pass through the courtyard and make it to the big stone doors.
Draugul opens the door to his casket at last and steps out and stretches. Ugh, climb the rocks. Okay. And he just starts walking up the rocks like they're nothing. He can automatically climb any surface, no matter how difficult it is to climb, because he's a vampire. And he can just pick his way up the rocks like he's strolling along.
It's like a little, it's like a goat.
Yeah, like a mountain goat.
Yeah. Like a
mountain goat. Yeah.
Come on, everyone. Come on, friends.
Come on, little dudes. And I pick them up on one or each arm and I kick off. And it's not graceful when I fly. When I fly, it's like I'm like bounding and stuff, you know, and like kicking my legs and stuff.
Great.
And all the way up.
Yes. Airwalking, that's amazing. Cool. With your winged boots.
Yeah.
Great. Cool. Awesome.
Bottle, are you gonna, do you want to come?
I'll catch up.
Okay.
Bodil. She's the only one who has to make this check.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, she falls and takes damage. She takes 2 points of damage. She tries again. She falls and takes damage.
Yes.
No!
And she finally starts making it. Over some time, she finally catches up to you over the top.
We've not treated her well.
No, to be fair, she's been
all the time. We leave her behind.
Yeah. She's been a bit of a weird fan of yours. She's been fangirling. She's too nervous to say anything to all these cool guys. But yes, you make it to the top. And I will also say this, Draugul. You suddenly feel energy you haven't felt for a long time. As the essence of the Shadowfell makes you feel... It's like being completely sober for the first time in a long time. You feel much more yourself, and you can't remember the last time you felt this, as a certain power comes back to you, and you feel a certain instinct that you can just activate whenever you want.
What?
I'm regaining some of my old strength. This is very good. Can I do it now? And just
whenever you want?
Yeah, I immediately turn into a bat.
Whoa!
A puff of smoke and he's a bat, and he's just fluttering around in the air. Flies up next to you.
Cool!
I also specifically cannot speak as a bat. So just like,
what happens to Peter?
Oh shit, what happened to Peter? Do oh, I have? Does the bat there, have a right? tiny
yeah,
bottle?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god! Yeah, I
everything shrinks with it. Yeah, I can't, yeah, yeah. I'll say that. Yeah, everything tiny else, all your, the rest of your equipment becomes part of your bat form. But yeah. this thing, you still have to like hold in your little bat claw.
Tiny little version of it.
Oh man! Oh wow! This is weird. I've been drunk, but not this drunk.
And he flies up and lands on Thumper's shoulder.
Oh, huge!
He's carrying everyone.
Wow. So we're all just a little bundled cool. together.
Yeah. Okay. And you're up there. And now, yes, you see this kind of like weird, eerie courtyard. It's very, this island is pretty vast, probably a mile or so across. But you see kind of twisting dirt pathways that lead throughout this kind of rugged area. But you do see, like in the distance, probably a good few hundred feet away, are these kind of big stone doors that lead into this kind of rocky, black turreted structure. And Bodil kind of holds up a hand. Be careful. I think I hear it. And you all start to hear these kind of slow, thudding steps. And you look to see, in the distance, this gargantuan humanoid form. Slick, shadow-like trails behind it. And every time it lands its foot on the floor, there's another kind of silent ripple of shadow. As you see this nightwalker patrolling the aisle. Don't get close to that thing. Don't let it see you. It'll tear our souls from our bodies. Just at the point of its finger. One little finger thumb.
Okay.
Drago has an idea, but he's a bat, so he can't communicate in that form. So what I do as a bat, I just try and scurry inside Belle's little bag. Mm-hmm. I go and I grab the drift globe in my little bat claws and I bring it out and I take off with it and fly.
Sure, yeah, right. yeah. I mean, yeah, this is a bit bigger than your form, but I'll allow it.
Wait, can it also, you can levitate it? You can.
Oh, yes, that's the point. Yes, it can follow you. It will kind of follow just behind you.
Oh, yeah, great. So it follows behind me and I fly over. I want to fly over the Nightwalker. I fly above it.
Okay. You fly up and up and up and you're kind of reaching kind of where you get at the edge of this kind of shadowy mist barrier, which is a good like 50 feet up above the ground. And while you're up there as well, you see a pack of imps which are flying over the top of this barrier. And you see they get slightly too close and kind of touch the mist. Immediately, all five of these fiendish creatures start flying way more sluggish and drop. And they seem to be completely sapped of energy. And they fall down and down and down. And all of them land not too far away from this Nightwalker. And he just looks, this weird being with these glowing white eyes, just slowly, very, very slowly turns his head towards all five of them. And they all kind of screech and they freeze, paralyzed with fear. And then they drop down dead. Mm. And the Nightwalker just keeps walking.
I'm going very bold here and I'm starting to regret my decision. But I use the globe to cast daylight and I drop the globe into the Nightwalker.
Into the Nightwalker?
Yeah. I feel like a thing called Nightwalker might have problems with daylight.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, it would make sense. Yeah, shadowy thing, right?
Okay. The rest of you just suddenly see as if someone had just turned on the sun up above you. Just suddenly this bright white light that pierces through a little of the shadowy mist. And then it just drops down and you hear the most horrible scream. Kind of rumbles through your body and it does not like that light at all. And it raises its hand and the drift globe stops. And slowly, shadowy tendrils from the fingers of this Nightwalker start snaking towards the globe. You see physically grabbing light from the sky, from the air, and suffocating it as the light is slowly being snuffed out. It doesn't seem too bothered. It just doesn't like it. Oh, but it is very distracted right now.
I pick up the twins and I say, Bottle, be a pig. And I start sprinting.
Fantastic. Yes. Yes, all of you just start sprinting. Do you know what? I'm going to make this an athletics roll to see how quickly, if you can get there in one round or two rounds.
Oh, yeah.
I'm flying. So can I just
struggle? I'm going to say you can get there.
Okay, so if I dash, if I go twice my speed, my walking speed is 100 feet.
Yes.
Per
you
round.
Are carrying two gnomes.
So I am carrying two gnomes. Yeah. That's right.
And so this is why you still require.
I can use all my dex instead of my athletics.
Fantastic.
All right.
You do that. And I'm giving you advantage as well because you got wing boots as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Bodil rolls a natural 20.
Oh, yeah, Bodil.
Thank God. So, yeah, Bodil just kind of turns this time into a boar.
Love
a full-on, big, muscly, fat boar on all four legs and just...
Nice.
Just screeches runs.
Okay, I got a 12, but I can roll with lucky footwork since I'm a rabbit. That's a 14 total.
14 just makes it possible. You did to get there in one round. So all of you, this big boar, a rabbit person carrying two little gnomes.
Yeah.
One of which, you've got your robe on again. So your robe's just like fluttering in the air and like your arms just on show constantly.
Yeah. My God, he's loving it.
And a bat just kind of skydives down as well. And you all reach the stone doorway. You're like in this kind of like thick archway with this big heavy stone door in front of you with huge stone knockers, but it's it's about 20 foot high, this door, and it is heavy. And right now you can see the light is almost gone out. It hasn't quite noticed you yet, but yes, how do you get past this very, very heavy
door?
Can I do a really quick arcana check on the door?
Yeah, sure.
14.
Often that, there's nothing magical about it. It is just heavy.
Draugr swoops down in bat form, changes back into his regular human-ish form, and then knocks the knocker.
Nothing.
Ah, shit.
Nothing happens.
No one is home.
But you do hear a thud as some steps. A patrol is being continued.
Oh, on this side or on that, the other side?
The Nightwalker is moving again.
Oh, no.
As you kind of look behind you, and that source of light that was fading is now gone.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I use... I start driving, and I use Shatter. So a creature or, inorganic material, such as stone, crystal, or metal, has disadvantage on the shit saving throw to this.
So I'm going to say there's no save this door can do. It just fails.
Yeah.
Yes!
So what is the damage you do to it? Because it does have a threshold.
15.
15. Wonderful. It was 10. It had a threshold of 10. And so, yes, so you do this. And the sound waves just hit the door and you just see these cracks appear. And a second later, dust. As a 10-foot hole just suddenly appears in the doorway and just beyond, you see darkness.
Whoa.
But the way is open. However, that loud fucking spell means that you hear the footsteps quicken.
If we step through, can I cast Minor Illusion? You have Minor Illusion as well, don't you?
Yeah.
So I turn round to Belle and I'm like, Belle, ours is only 5 foot when we do Minor Illusion, but that makes 10 foot if we both do it. We can make the door so it looks like the door's actually just closed.
Genius! Let's do it! Okay.
And so these two twins working in perfect harmony, just without even discussing who's doing which part of the rock, they just appear outside of the hole, hit together like two jigsaw pieces, and then fill the hole. Can't even see the cracks because of your...
Run through.
Oh, yeah, we ran through.
We do that before you run through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you run through this illusion. Great.
Ruin that beautiful moment. Yeah.
Wonderful. And you're through. And you hear, because now there is no actual protection from this door, you hear the footsteps get closer and closer. And you feel your entire body is feeling heavier.
Belle, just keep holding it. Keep holding it. We got this. Come on. Hold it. And as we're holding it, I lean over to Belle and I just, like, looking at the door, but I just lean my head into hers.
Yeah, we just touch heads.
Touch heads.
You touch heads as you all just kind of sit in silence. The weight of the air really, really bearing down on you. As there's a weird silence that also envelops the area, as if so much more than just the atmosphere is being changed by the presence of this being. And though it doesn't see you, I still need you all to roll constitution saving throws from him just being too close to you.
Is he magical?
This is not magical.
Damn it.
I got a natural one.
Oh, natural
one. God, I just got a natural one as well.
Oh my God.
I got an 8.
I got a 4.
Oh my God, we all failed so badly.
You all...
It was a beautiful moment as well.
I know, shit.
You all take 12 points of necrotic damage.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Apart from... Whoever's got that ring.
Me.
Belle plodding.
And I am a resistant to it, so I take 6.
Yeah. Ah, okay, so great.
Don't want to take damage.
So I won't.
Unfortunately, Thumper and Doe take the full brunt of the damage. The gem just kind of like glows a weird eerie purple and seems to absorb some of the atmosphere around you and kind of outlines you a bit, and you don't feel quite as sick. And you, vampire, you're like, oh, familiar, but unpleasant.
It tingles.
But you all know he's still there.
So let's just head away from the door into the building. Cool. Yeah. I have dark vision at 60 feet. So that
helps. That helps. Though this is a darkness that is unfamiliar to most people who reside on the material plane. Being a being of your nature, you can see through this better than most. So yeah, it works.
Can I cast, or is it a good idea to cast light? Is it a little cantrip? Just to...
What we can see in the dark.
Oh.
You have dark vision. Dark vision, which gives you a bit better sight. It doesn't light everything up crystal clear. It just means you're not completely blind.
And how much can you see, Thumper?
I cannot. So I need...
Well, maybe it's time we carried you. And I throw Belle on top of me. So then you can like hold the top of her head. And we can lead you through.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, little dudes. Yeah, we make a good band.
We do.
Must say, I'm having so much fun with all of your friends. Truth is, after living many hundreds of years as a vampire, I saw all the people I loved and cared about die as the years went past. I became so very lonely. So I sold my soul to a devil in exchange for having some friends. And so, Malrix took the deal and killed me immediately. I did not know what he meant to do until now. He was fulfilling his side of the contract, killing me and taking me to hell so I could meet some friends.
Oh, God. So, this was your biggest dream, really?
Just being here with you has been the best time of my undeath.
That's a lot of pressure. But I'm having a really good time as well.
Hey, they say that maintaining friendships is a lot of work, but that's a lot of work.
Hey, no pressure, you know, I'm having fun.
I think maintaining most relationships is quite troubling and hard, and you found friends, and I think I've suddenly started to appreciate more how important family is. So, Belle, I'm sorry for trying to take your powers away.
Oh, well, I'm sorry for trying to take yours away as well.
We're better together as a team, as you said, Thumper.
Not just a team. A band.
Does that include me?
Oh, yes, you're also here.
Oh, yeah. Fucking hell, you're still here.
I'm still here. I'm sorry, I was in boar form for a long time. I just felt awkward because you guys are so cool, and I'd like to just be part of you. And if, Draugul, if you're willing to give me the honor of being your friend, that would be marvelous.
I have a lot of friends now.
No!
This is why he doesn't have friends.
I'm sorry. The last, I had one slot left and Peter took that. So
That's cool. She's kind of acting like, oh, it's fine. You know, just kind of got her foot on the floor, you know, twisting it side to side, you know, just being all like coy. So it's fine. It's okay.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, maybe the space will open up. You never know.
All right. Well, it's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. We're the band. And you're with us.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Good. You need someone to carry the speakers.
I will do that for you. I will do that for you. It's great. It's great.
So
and Bodil suddenly just stops mid-sentence.
Oh, no.
As you're all just suddenly sprayed with her blood. As two pairs of elongated claws just burst through her chest. And you hear a...
And then
out of the shadow behind you, you see this disturbing visage, this skull with skin stretched so tight over it, its teeth razor sharp, its arms so long, far longer than it is for its body that it should be, its claws now piercing through Bodil's chest as a bone claw is standing there, alerted to a knock on the door, knowing that finally it can hunt again.
Oh no!
And it pulls its arms apart. Which also pulls Bodil apart.
Bodil!
Bodil! Oh.
She was okay.
She was with us!
She was part of the band.
No, she was not part of the band, okay? We're very specific about
that. She was a good roadie.
Oh, no!
And this form, if it is a grin, maybe it's just a fixed, permanent grin, another... And it disappears. And you all suddenly feel a horrible burst of energy. And I need you all to roll constitution saving throws again.
13.
17.
16.
Nat 1. Thumper and Belle, you take 25 points of necrotic damage.
Ooh.
Halved for you with the ring.
Yeah.
Suddenly this sickening power just suddenly pulses from the area. And you realize all he's done is stepped from the shadow behind you to the shadow in front of you. And he's once again there.
Oh.
Elongated fingers still covered with the blood of your kind of friend.
Okay, what do we do?
What do you do?
Oh, immediately I unleash Scorching Ray.
Okay, roll your attacks.
20.
Do all three of them?
12. 12.
One of them hits.
Ah, shit.
So one hits, do the damage.
Oh my god, only 5.
As one of them hits and the other two miss as he just steps back into the shadow.
We're looking for the tome, yes? The tome bearing a mark of Maldric? Maldric?
Yes.
Okay, so all we need to do is find this tome.
Or chest. Oh no,
light.
It's coming!
Do light!
Oh, light. Okay, I'm going to cast light.
The light lights up this corridor. And you see another smaller stone door a bit further down this hallway. And you also see he's lit up in the corner of this corridor.
Awesome.
His claws piercing the stone wall, keeping him up in the corner, hiding from you. As he finds it very easy to hide in shadow. But you've just robbed him of some of it. And he, once again, looks at you. Not disturbed at all, just happy that he can keep hunting.
Run for the door.
Okay, we run for the door.
All right, you run for the door. He leaps off the wall and starts chasing you. And I'll say you all make it through the door and you can close behind you.
Nice. Yes, please.
You can just hear.
Oh, God.
And then nothing.
Okay.
I don't think it's gone.
The other side. You're just in another corridor.
Okay.
Keep moving.
Okay. I'm just sort of like, I'm like patting myself down and I'm using cure wounds on myself.
Oh yeah, we have these healing.
We have the healing potions as well.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
I grab my healing potion and say, we can't lose the best player and really the only player in our band.
Oh God, thank you. What, how much is that?
44 plus 4.
Okay.
All of you kind of now standing in this corridor, kind of drinking the healing potion, all still covered in this viscera.
Oh, God. I might take my healing potion as well. I had this, the simple one. What was the standard healing potion?
That is 2d4 plus 2.
7. Okay, great.
All right, well, that's not nothing.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Then.
Yeah, shit just got real, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh,
so we keep running down the corridor.
Keep moving. Run. Keep moving
without having a look around in your environment. And suddenly all the things in the kind of like shadow of the light spell that is... You cast it on the tip of something? No, what did you cast it on?
What did I actually cast it on? Let me just check. I was just going to say...
Do you want to keep it with you on your staff or something?
Yeah.
Like the scene in Lord of the Rings with Gandalf running through Moria with the light on his thing and the goblins chasing him, right?
Yeah. So lovely.
We are covered in the blood of Bodil.
Yes, that's not in Lord of the Rings. They're not covered in the blood of their friends.
Oh no, I was just thinking because we have a vampire. I don't know if.
Oh, he's he's trying to lick up.
No, don't.
He's licking up all that blood Bodil as he goes.
Sure.
Just
but
licking
he's crying
up everywhere. Yeah, he feels bad, but he's licking all your fur clean or something.
Mammalian grooming.
you regain 2 hit points.
Oh yeah,
just nice. Saying that.
So I must say she was delicious.
pig. There's Okay, you all just start running down this hallway as well without checking around first. You start running down and you notice your light is casting all these weird kind of thin shadows off the walls. As you see the walls, it gets much slimmer this corridor and the walls have just so many arms just hanging limply off the walls. And as you run deeper in, they all perk up and try and grab you.
No!
I need everyone to roll a dexterity saving throw.
17.
17.
I've got a 10.
11.
22.
Thumper and Druggle, you managed to, like, using your dexterity and your kind of unnatural kind of nimbleness, you managed to avoid the clutches of all these hands. The two gnomes, unfortunately, the lower hands, there are some down like at your height as well, managed to grab you guys and pull you tight to the wall.
Brother!
And as you're pulled tight, sister, suddenly a fleshy face just comes out of the wall right next to you and bites into your neck.
Ouch!
And you both take.
As a reaction, I'd like to use silver barbs.
Okay, wonderful. So that means they've got to reroll their attack, right?
Reroll the d20 and take the lower roll.
Which one are you casting on? The ones that's got Doe or the one that's got Belle? Make your choice.
No, don't.
Who's doing who's doing okay? Who's not? Okay, Belle.
Go with
Belle.
Go with Doe. Go with Doe.
No, go with Belle.
Go with
Belle.
Go with Doe.
I go with Belle.
Okay. Cool, so the one Belle re-rolls their attack. And that, yeah, that is down to 10. What's your armor class?
10.
Oh, it still gets you.
Pizza beats it. No.
Oh, it's only 10. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So as I see that happen, as it was failed, I quickly cast shield onto Belle so she doesn't take any damage.
Wonderful. Wow. Awesome. Okay, yes. So, yeah, this kind of fleshy face with teeth that comes out of the wall, it goes to bite you, but its teeth just bounce off and crack against some sort of invisible shield. And you look to your look across the hall corridor right in front of you, and there is your twin brother holding out his hand, which then gets grabbed.
Doe!
And pulled back.
Oh, thanks.
So yeah, Doe, a fleshy face, bites into your shoulder and you take 9 points of damage.
Oh no.
I attack the face.
Okay.
Yeah. I turn back. I'm not running anymore. I'm going to attack the face and bite it back.
Okay, right. Wonderful. Roll to hit.
I'm going to give Draugul advantage.
Oh, yes. Nice. Silvery barbs, that's how it works.
So I say, your face is ugly, man! And you tell him, Draugul.
That was good. I needed that advantage as well, and I got a 21 with advantage.
Ooh, beautiful! As you shout that to this face, it kind of looks up at you. One kind of like eye just kind of plops out, and it goes, and just before he gets punched in the face by a vampire fist. Is that right?
Bitten
in the face with a vampire tooth.
Yeah, I'm going to bite it back. I'm going to bite it in the face.
Great. Don't worry about damage. It just kind of, it retracts as well as some of the hands, and you, Doe, are free.
Great. And yeah. I get up, I go to Belle and hold her hand, and we run down.
Okay, we got to pull her out of the ball. So you can help her, so you can roll a strength saving throw with advantage.
Okay. Yeah, let me do that.
Yeah, or both of you roll one.
Oh my God, thank God that was advantage.
I got 11.
10.
11, 10. I'm afraid that's
not
enough.
So weak. I'm rolling
so sorry.
Terribly.
But you guys are still on action in this, I'll say in this, if you want to help in this new round.
Yeah, I'm going to just try and punch all the arms that are holding them and punch them off.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll rule that with just like, with all of you now, just like pummeling on this bit of a weird, fleshy kind of zombie
Pulling
wall. Belle, you don't have to roll another save.
Spit it out.
You pull her out and you get to the end of the corridor, the head just out of the reach of the hands on the end, as you just hear flesh slapping on flesh. And they eventually just go limp again as prey is out of their reach.
Nice, guys. Run, fucking run.
You also see, we still have your source of light.
Yes.
You see something on the wall by this door, this stone door, as if scratched in, real bloody writing. Does anyone speak Infernal?
I do. God, I specifically took Infernal.
They're good. I'm glad someone did.
It's written in the old tongue.
You read, beware the sentinel.
Beware the sentinel.
Okay, cool. We'll do that again. Beware the sentinel within the shadows, guarding the depths of darkness. It seeks to rend and tear all that draws near. Its elongated limbs yearn to pierce the hearts of the unwary. I see a warning. Now you know it would be about the bone claw, but it just came to the door because there was a knock.
Oh.
Oh! We just summoned it.
And Draggle reads this to himself and then says, it says that the bone claw thing had nothing to do with me knocking on the door. Let's keep going.
Okay. And you move through into the next room. And as soon as you open this door, you just hear piercing screams over and over again. It's a sharp piercing scream and a sharp piercing scream over and over again, over and over again, over and over again. And you look up further down this room and you just see swinging blades, pendulum blades, your classic kind of trap thing.
Yeah,
love it. But the design on the kind of shaft of these blades are these faces that are wailing in perfect terror.
How long is the corridor of blades?
It's about 60 feet.
And it's enclosed in a wall? Are we in it?
You're enclosed in this stone like wall.
Draugle just walks up the wall onto the ceiling and strolls along upside down.
Beautiful. I'll allow that. I'll say you will have to do a dexterity thing because there's so many shafts of these pendulums kind of going back and forth, back and forth.
That's 22.
Yeah, you managed to get through. Oh, mate, fuck you, killer. This. Oh, God. Upside down drinking. You like bats, right? I've been upside down this bottle for ages. Let's. It's great.
This is nice, huh? Guys, come on. What's taking you so long?
I've got no spells to help me with this. I've got Misty Step, but that's only 30 feet.
I've got nothing either.
You could, if you want, you could use it. Quick succession to give yourself a bit of a bonus.
Yeah, maybe I'll use Misty Step.
It's okay. I got you guys. Pick them up and I like kick off the walls and stuff.
Beautiful.
Like,
amazing.
Running and flying in my very inelegant way.
Awesome. All right.
This
all
time I
that.
Add the ears to the mix. They're like.
All right, I'll say roll in acrobatics.
Yeah.
To see if you can not get knocked by one of these.
19.
19 is enough. Yes. And yes, with all your monk abilities and your just natural dexterity and using your wonderful winged shoes, you do that. You all get past this room, which had a far more interesting solution.
Do we have to make friends with them or something?
Oh, no, it's fine. Like, if you managed to deafen yourselves, you could just walk through without taking... It was the sound that was actually doing the damage if you passed through.
Clever.
This kind of weird phantasmal kind of like...
That's much better.
Much better solution, yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, and you enter the next room. And your light spell, this time, lights up the room even more than you were expecting, as this wide room has mirrors. Two large mirrors on either side of this this room.
Okay.
Nothing else.
Draugle looks at the mirrors and sighs.
Aww. You look in the mirror.
I have never seen my reflection.
And at this moment, as you look in the mirror, you see yourself. You see your reflection.
Who's this old guy?
I think that's you, buddy. That's you.
You see yourself just looking back at you. And you see familiar faces. Faces that you'd long forgotten. Old friends. Old lovers. Throughout your... many years of life. And it causes this, because the two mirrors are facing each other, it does that kind of weird infinite replica kind of thing, as they all just surround you, smiling, putting their hands on your shoulder, having a good time, drinking. Some of them begin dancing as it fills the mirror.
Oh, wow.
Guys, you see this?
Can we see it? We look in the mirror as well.
Belle, you look in the mirror. Doe, you look in the mirror. And you see your family. You see yourselves just meeting up, hugging, kind of poking fun at each other and smiling, and having a nice time. And it looks around the environment. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful sunny day. You see a carriage ready, and you see your family just hopping on the carriage.
It's us.
And you see yourselves, your own figure, just kind of look at yourselves and turn back, go in the carriage.
Dad, Tansy, Reed, Tumble, Nettle, and Beryl, they're all there.
Thumper. You look in the mirror.
I don't, though, because it's so weird that my friend who's a vampire can suddenly see himself, and I don't like it.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to roll a wisdom save.
Oh, God.
With advantage.
Yeah.
Because you tried to catch yourself before.
And we're just looking in the fucking mirror like a couple of idiots.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's a good thing it was advantage. The first one was a 7. The second one is a natural 20.
Yes. Okay.
So wise.
I know what I look like. You don't. What's going on here?
So you back up and you don't catch yourself.
Said, since I do not look into the mirror, I take my sticks and I click them together and I go...
Okay.
Wow. I will say before that happens, I want you three to roll your wisdom saving throws.
Natural 1.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
8.
20.
Okay. Draugle, looking at this happy sight, your undead heart beats just slightly. You could swear as you live like so many friends, so much family, so much love, so much joy. The reflection of yourself, you don't think reflections can do this, but it turns away from you, looking at all the people around. And it turns back and it gives you a sinister grin.
Orgy?
With himself!
Yeah.
Belle, you look in the mirror and your visage turns away as well, gets on the carriage. And then the mirror is like within the carriage, you and your whole family just riding together, smiling, laughing. And then you're
visage looks away from yourself and looks back at you and smiles a sinister smile.
Oh, I don't like it.
Doe, the same to you. In that same carriage, looks away, looks back, smiles a sinister smile. Thumper, you see, just as you're getting your weapon together, the reflections on the other mirror behind your companions suddenly warps, and copies of your companions leap out and pounce at the backs of your friends.
Oh!
Doe, you leap to the side and it misses you. You two, you both take 12 points of slashing damage.
Oh, wow.
As these versions of yourself, now with like sharp teeth and hollow eyes, just silent, not a sound, just leap through and pass through you, cutting your insides.
Ow.
And then they land in the mirror in front of you. And now there's two versions of yourself in front of you.
Oh, that's so smiling. Creepy.
And at this moment, you've got your weapon together.
Doof, doof.
And you smash these mirrors apart. Yeah. I won't ask for a roll. Oh. And they crumble to the floor.
Whoa.
Are you okay?
What was that? Well, that was me, but not.
That's generally what reflections are. Yeah, spooky.
Dragul shivers. Oh, why didn't anyone tell me my hair looked like that? Let us move on through this corridor.
Great, so you move to the end of this corridor, and there is another door. This one's slightly more different. You see there's some images around it, and you see some writing. In Infernal, so you translate to here. You read, "The spells on these locks are all the same, though each possesses a unique name. Count on your answer to unlock the way, but use the wrong key to your dismay." And yes, you see four keyholes, and you see four keys that are hanging on the walls. And there are images around each keyhole. You see the image of bone. You see an image of flesh, however you want to visualize that. You see the image of an eye, and you see the image of a corpse. Bone, flesh, eye, corpse.
I think we have to count on the answers. So maybe it's the numbers of letters there are.
Oh, that's clever.
So it would be
4, 3, 5.
Do you want to look at anything closer?
Yes.
Look at the locks closely. Or look at the keys, maybe. Maybe there's something on the keys.
You look at the keys. Each key is slightly unique compared to the other one. They all have a different amount of teeth.
Yeah. Okay. Does one have four teeth?
Yes.
Which one has four teeth?
Well, there's four keys.
So it's corresponding.
So that one goes to the and like bone. How many do they all have? They have 4, 5, 3, and 6 teeth, perhaps.
They do.
They have the teeth that is the same number as the letters in the
other. Yeah.
Okay. So we have the number. Do we just put them in order 3, 4, 5, 6?
No, because it's bone. So
the images are all next to a different keyhole.
So, yes. Keys have teeth, but numbers on the. Okay, we're good.
All right.
You go.
All right, Grandpa.
The key with four teeth, I put in bone. The key with five teeth, I put in flesh. The key with three teeth, I put in eye. And the key with six teeth, I put in corpse.
You put them all in and you don't twist them yourselves. They just twist. And there's a clunk, an arcane image that suddenly flashes on the door and fades as you've disarmed all the traps.
Yeah!
Oh,
nice one!
Yes!
What was the image?
Oh, it was a complicated arcane sigil of kind of purple light. Would have been more necrotic damage. There is now an inky, shadowy portal behind this door, and then you hear a...
Oh, no!
From behind you.
Frick, I cast light again? Wait, is it already...
I've assumed your light's still
my
on.
My light's still on. Okay, fine.
And, okay, so you look behind you.
Yeah, I look
behind. And you see his long, sharp fingers pierce the hinges of the door behind you at the end of the corridor and pry them apart. And it's just there.
No!
Skin tight to its unnatural skeletal structure. Pokes its head through. And it starts running down the corridor through the broken glass. Its claws scraping on the ground behind it as it's running towards you. What do you guys do?
Oh...
Draugul turns to Thumper next to him and says, "My friend, take care of the little ones." And he turns around and runs straight back at it.
What?
Whoa!
Run
straight at it, and I'm going to punch it in the face.
Okay.
No, don't do that, darling.
Right, okay, cool.
Go, my friends.
What?
We can't leave you behind.
Of course you can. It's not worth it, my friends. I am already fulfilling my goal. I am happy. I have had the best time of my undead.
Now go. Save yourselves. Go!
Draugul does a 21 and a 23 hit.
Yes.
It gets two attacks on you.
Oh.
Oof. Yeah, you take 40 points of damage.
Oh, no.
and you are grappled. And he's dragged back 10 feet away from you into the clutches of the Spoonclaw, who again just kind of looks down at your undead friend.
Oh my gosh.
Run, run, my friends, run!
I look at Belle and realise that, like, I don't think we can fight this. So I just shout, I'm sorry, friend.
It's okay. It's okay.
And I do close the door just to try and protect my sister.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So you step through.
Oh.
And hearing the horrible sounds from the bone claw, and then silence as you step through that inky portal.
Don't!
And then Belle, silence as you're pulled through.
Oh.
And Thumper, what do you do?
I turn back around and I say, we would have thrown the best orgy.
And I leap through the portal, but as I do, I toss a drumstick. It flies through the air, and as it where it lands, it creates a bathtub of blood using performance of creation.
Whoa!
Cool. And I jump through the portal as well.
Oh, wow. So a bathtub of blood appears.
No,
a bathtub or just that amount of blood?
That amount. A bathtub full like of blood.
Yes, you do that. You step through.
As you step through the portal, the last thing you hear is Draugr saying, good one, Peter.
And you step through and then silence. And what happens to Draugr? We don't know.
We don't know.
Maybe that'll be a story for another time.
Oh.
Or maybe he is no more.
Oh.
You other three, you're breathing heavily. Draugr probably never see again, but he also made sure you could make it to this room. As you see an elegant room of trophies and artifacts, books, it is a collection of the rarest items. And you also see in the center is a tome that bears the mark of Malrix.
Ah.
It is locked. There is a clasp on it. What would you like to do?
We did it. We got here.
Can I go forward and try and just pick up the tome?
You can. You pick it up.
Wait, let's just, I'm going to take a little, just a little, just take a peek and make sure that it's not a, not like there's no weird spells around there.
Good idea, my man.
Yeah.
You like to roll a...
finger point.
Yeah.
Roll a religion or investigation.
An investigation. 14.
14. That's enough to know that this lock, the kind of shape of the keyhole just looks a bit odd. It's kind of got some jagged edges. And you realize this isn't the key needed for this lock is not going to be your classic key. This is going to be something else. It's going to be blood.
Oh, I wish we had that bathtub
now. Yeah.
That would have been brilliant.
really useful, actually, that.
Yeah.
Can I do an arcana check to see how much blood they need?
Yeah.
I'll tell you we don't need to roll. I'll just say that... Yeah, it's going to be a substantial amount of blood from one of you to open this tome.
Oh my God.
Thinking back to Malrix, some of his words echo in your mind, whether you choose to obey them or ignore them. He said, do not tamper with it.
Do not tamper with it.
But will you listen?
But will we listen?
Oh, will you disobey?
Well, how would we even tamper with it?
Tamper maybe would be trying to break into it.
Yeah.
So maybe just give it its blood.
But if we... Well, then one of us won't survive.
Well maybe one of us will survive.
You know what we're still covered in?
Blood.
Bodril.
Didn't...
That's a good point. Yep.
We try and like squeeze it out of our...
Yeah, and we sort of wring it out of my... Yeah. We wring it out of our fur. We wipe it onto the... We wipe it onto the cloak. Enough?
Wonderful. Okay, yep, your GM didn't think of that. Well, you squeeze it at this lock and it kind of vortexes into the lock and it greedily sucks up all that blood. And even the blood you weren't squeezing out of your clothes, it kind of locks onto that as well. And you're suddenly clean of blood as it whips into this lock.
I didn't think that would be enough.
It opens.
What? Yes!
And you can open the book if you so wish.
Go on, Belle.
Shall we?
Open it. Let's all open it.
Okay, we all
three,
just reach out.
Two,
flip.
One.
Flip.
The end.
Now, inside, you find lots of complex writings in loads of different languages. But what you gather is there are some rituals in here that are about summoning infernal beings and commanding them. You also find what's listed as the true name of a devil, Malum Consilium, Malrix's true name.
I remember reading this in one of my books because I'm very, very clever.
Okay.
If you say the name of a devil out loud, something...
It will shit itself.
We clearly went to very different schools, didn't we?
I'll let you roll a religion. I'll let all of you roll a religion or history check.
I'm really good at religion. 16.
I'll say that's enough. You know that having a devil's true name gives you power over them. If you manage to summon them, it means they cannot resist your call and command. And as you look around the room, there are other tomes just like this. This is where some being from the Shadowfell, as a horrible mockery to infernal beings, has decided to hide in plain sight so much power over them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is a lot of power.
Okay, then let's...
There is also, I'll also say, through all this investigation, if a devil is destroyed on the plane of its own existence, it is destroyed. And therefore, would no longer have a possession over you.
Wow. We can kill him. Okay. Well, I wish I remembered that name again.
Malum Consilium.
Well, I think you should do it, because you're the most metal out of all of us. I've already shat myself even thinking about it.
Joke it unfolds. Malum Consilium!
The light seems to fade from this room, and a portal seems to flick in and out of sight in front of you. This fiery portal. And then a rush of flame and heat as Malrix is spewed forth from this portal and lies on the floor, crumpled at your feet. He tries to stand, and then he grunts, and suddenly it seems like his muscles just kind of fade a bit, and he falls to his knees. He's breathing heavily, and he looks up at you and is like,
"What? Now, humans, what have you done? How dare you?"
We only did what you asked us to do.
I told you not to tamper with it. How dare you?
He goes to lunge for you, but he just trips, and like a small, feeble child, he just slips on the floor and bashes his head.
Ooh.
He is powerless in front of you.
If I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. We would like to terminate our contract with you.
All of you roll intimidation checks with advantage.
8.
10.
13.
Gosh.
He looks up at you, spits a horrible flaming globule at your feet.
Never. You are mine. And only mine. Now release me. Release me.
I run up to one of the other tomes and I grab it off the wall. Has it got a name on it?
It doesn't have... You don't recognize the symbol, but it seems to be of like a certain bone devil.
Hold tight for a second there, Mal. Okay, yeah, please.
Yeah, I call the other devil. Cool. This other devil.
You command Malrix, Malum Consilium, to like stay put. He has to do as you say, as he just waits and watches you just do this other long ritual to call forth this bone devil.
How long does it take? So long.
A 10-minute ritual.
And after some time, a bone devil, this kind of horrible, grotesque, skeletal devil with a long scorpion tail and these kind of like weird insect-like wings, spews forth. And again, he is exhausted and very disturbed as why he's here. As you have said, his true name, Sting.
Sting!
Sting!
You made it!
I can't do a Sting impression. I don't know what it is.
I turn around to Sting and I go, "Sting, take his breath away."
Very good. And Malum Consilium, all he can do is curse you as much as he can as Sting just slaughters him in front of you. And eventually his body is torn asunder and just dissolves into ash. And all of your souls feel much lighter. And you are released.
What?
However, your souls are no longer under a devil's possession. But you're still in hell.
But he promised us that we could be mortal, 4 or more, right? Remember, guys?
Sting.
Yes?
Could you, I'll give you this talisman. It's not going to be kept here, so someone doesn't have that kind of power over you. So you can have it if you send us back to our mortal world.
I don't have that power.
Oh.
I ripped the tome to shreds. His sting is no use to me.
And he gets sucked back through a portal and he's gone.
So, now what? We're just stuck here? How will we ever get out and find our family now?
Well, Belle, I have to confess something. There's no one out there for us to go back to. On the day we died, I saw what really happened to our family. They all died. None of them survived. I just couldn't bring myself to tell you. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Doe. I saw them as well. I just couldn't bring myself to tell you. I knew we'd never see them again. The real reason I wanted to go on this mission is to try to save you and get you out of hell.
Yeah, and what I really wanted was to rescue you and get you out of hell.
Well, then we still have to try. But what do we do if even these powerful devils can't get us out of here?
Well, little dudes, we get ourselves out. Why don't we take this armor and these spells and all this super-duper powerful weaponry and we take this show on the road? What do you say? Take this band on tour?
I'm with you!
Me too!
And so we leave our heroes as they embark on a mighty quest. A quest to travel through all the layers of hell and escape.
And meanwhile, thousands of miles away, on another layer of hell, Henley Whispers stops in his tracks and says, cover bands. Thank you for listening to Hell or High Rollers. If you'd like access to loads more content, including an entire side campaign, you can sign up to our Patreon. Today's DM was Greg Tannehill. The players were Chris Leesk, Ellie Morris, me, Henry Shields, and special guest Erica Ishii. The music you're listening to right now is by Max Runham, and the show's producer is Gareth Tempest.
When you get through nine layers of hell, you'll have a hell of a story to tell. You're heading back to life, back to the grind, but it ain't that like you knew so well. Keep telling myself to stay strong, you know I ain't done nothing wrong. I can feel it in my soul that this ain't where I belong.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.